This is the BBC.
The pirate of the beach, the stealer of chips, the Alsatian of the skies, the black gull. I love black. I love the size of the black. It's only when you get close to them you realise just how enormous they are. And then I started reading up about them, and I had no idea that they live for as long as they do. They live, like, the oldest, I think, in captivity is 44 years, and I think that the oldest in the wild is recorded as 27, which is a very long time for a bird to live. And I just see them as these hardy survivors, and I love how fast they are. I love watching them fly. I love just seeing them on a windy day by the sea. It's just the way they use the wind. There's something about them, something kind of ballsy about them, something about one, about wake, the romantic in me. And I think we're, you know, we are such a seafaring nation. We're islanders, so we do have a love affair with the sea. And even if generationally, if how removed that's become, I still think it's in our DNA. My wife's family, she's half Norwegian, and even there, they're from near the sea. Her English family are from Broadstairs down in Kent. So when we stay down there with a mother, you'll quite often get woken up by the gulls. And there's just something, there's something so reassuring about that sound. For, yeah, even though it's first thing in the morning and it's a bit, you know, you want to go back to sleep, but there's something about that. You know that the bird sat on top of the house just kind of like cawing away. It's just that, I'm here. Everyone listen to me, you know?
This is the BBC.